health, books, and adventure, or how to prevent your elder self from yelling at you. The beautiful lessons we learn are little flowers, and those decorate our lifelines. Someday we will live forever. We'll take to the stars and quickly colonize the Milky Way. Those cats will be allowed to get busy from time to time. But our time is far too precious for being busy. We are, in fact, artists of life. Just the moment you hear yourself thinking, "Oh my gosh, I'm so busy, there's always so much to do," you have to change your life for better. Make no mistake, busy is the privilege of immortals. Don't take my word for it. Close your eyes, travel far into your own future, and ask your elder self what their regrets are. That's right. Busy is bad. Above all, take care of your body. Unless you are a raccoon, don't eat garbage. The health of your body decides how long before you have to return to the peaceful silence that you came from. For busy people especially, that is sometimes a difference of 30 years, maybe more. And you have to take care of your mind. The emptiness that we tend to fill with overwork is often rooted in misunderstanding of life and our place in the universe. You will need to listen to thousands of narrated books. I recommend 10,000 or more. The intellectuals, philosophers, the well-read want nothing more than for you to learn what they know. They are truly your extended family. It won't take very many books before you realize how true that is, and how lovely all of those people are. And of course, you will need to replace making yourself busy with making time for yourself. And I urge you to begin immediately. It matters not if you are young or in your golden age. Order a backpack right now. And as you take to walking and jogging, fill it with all the little bits that you think you will need when camping. Colorful tent, warm sleeping bag, fancy solar charger, cut-proof gloves, and a mean knife with an extremely thick body. Oh yes. Take vacations more often. They are much more important than you think. And at first, make sure to spend at least one night per vacation in your tent at some beautiful camping area. Vacations are important because they open up your mind to read or listen to your books, to actually hear the wisdom contained within. When you are busy, you are not quite able to learn about life. We are mighty and beautiful adventurers. Everything you've learned about life will probably tell you, the opposite. But you have to break through that. That is a very toxic barrier. Try as hard as you can to spend at least 3 months a year traveling. It sounds impossible, but it is critical for your self-education, for learning about life, and for finding that important balance between work and growing all the way up. Remember, your elder self is watching you. They demand that you practice wisdom and live in happiness. Long, colorful months filled with tiny adventures will help you listen deeply to your books. It is difficult to adjust to all this at first, but you should know that your job will slowly become optimized for taking everything from you. Without health, you cannot have adventure. And without adventure, you will never be able to fully hear the wisdom in your books. And without that beautiful inheritance of wisdom, you are probably not going to be able to grow all the way up. You are not supposed to torture yourself with an alarm clock every morning. You are not supposed to wait for Wednesday to blindly get to another weekend. You are supposed to treat each day of your life as a precious treasure, and it should fill you with joy. Love of life is not optional. And if you have to, then fight for it. Above all, remember that you are meant to grow all the way up until with knowledge and wisdom you become a great being and do your elder self justice.